Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra Members Association and the Fairfax Education Association. We appreciate that. Folks, I got to tell you, there are some heroes in my life, and we're getting ready to talk to one of them. And it's not because she put out a fire or anything like that, but she's doing a lot of great work for a lot of people, and she's doing the right thing. Please welcome Andrea Kaminsky. She is the executive director of the League of Women Voters for Wisconsin. Andrea, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Always a pleasure, Andrea. We appreciate it, and thank you for all the wonderful stuff that you're doing. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case about gerrymandering. It's got a little bit of a spin to it. What's going on?
Well, the spin is that this is a case that actually deals with partisan gerrymandering, as opposed to most cases that have been heard that have been based on racial gerrymandering and how that violates the Voting Rights Act. In this case, we're looking at partisan gerrymandering, and that is the when one party manipulates the voting maps in such a way as to protect and consolidate their own power, you know, of their majority.
Right.
And that's what has happened in a big way in Wisconsin.
And let me be very magnanimous about this. I'm going to say this. I don't approve of anybody doing it, but both parties have done it. And quite frankly, I am of the opinion that we need to get a body of neutral parties, or as maybe one left, one right, and one down the middle, to handle drawing the district lines. That's my opinion. But so, Andrea, so people are coming at this from a different direction. And the Supreme Court's agreed to hear the case. What kind of arguments do you think we're going to hear?
Well, what we're going to hear is that we will be filing an amicus brief, a friend of the court brief, and we'll be providing critical information to the justices about how this extreme gerrymandering has impacted voters in Wisconsin and also the legislative process. Ever since 2011, when the maps were drawn in such a skewed and partisan way, we've had lower voter turnout, for one thing. We're not sure that it came from the gerrymandering, but it really could have, because we also have many fewer competitive districts in our state.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many safe seats in the state. And, you know, the way we see it is that partisan gerrymandering is contrary to the concept of one person, one vote. In effect, it allows the elected representatives to choose their voters rather than the other way around. And so now what we have is we have elected officials. We have one who actually told a group of constituents in one of her town hall meetings, "I don't have to listen to you." And it's because she's in such a safe seat.
Right.
So it's removed accountability from our elected officials. The voters have a hard time trying to hold them accountable.
Right. That's what the whole thing about, you know, this is the whole schmeal about voters being able to select their elected officials, to have the power of controlling their elected officials. And quite frankly, it has gotten just, you know, I mean, here in Pennsylvania, there is a marked difference between the numbers of Republicans and numbers of Democrats in the state versus how many Republicans and how many Democrats we have in the state legislature. I mean, it's incredible. And it's to overcome gerrymandering, specifically in conjunction with voter suppression, is just, it's near impossible.
Yeah, and part of it is because technology has made it possible now for people to draw maps with just a razor. I'm talking here to the Union Edge, where you can draw these maps with a razor edge to either crack up a voting block or put them all into one district so that maybe you lose that one seat, but then all the others become safe for the majority party. And so what we have is a situation where the results of the election don't reflect the will of the people. Here in Wisconsin, we had a similar situation where more than half of the people who voted for congressional seats voted for Democrats, but Republicans have 5 out of 8 seats. By the same token, more than half of the people voted for Democrats in the legislature, but there it's like 60% or more of the seats that are held by Republicans. And so, it doesn't really reflect the will of the people. As you mentioned, both parties do it. This happens in both red and blue states, but in Wisconsin in 2011, the redistricting process was just very secretive, and it was fast-tracked, and the public was left out of the process. And so it's a particularly egregious example.
There you go.
And one that made it to the Supreme Court.
and I'm glad it did. Listen, Andrew, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back, and we'll talk some more, okay?
All right.
Fantastic. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got a lot of food in this country. We've got so much food that we can't eat it all. So how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids who need it. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures, a stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college, which ends up making the future better for all of us. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
While college and university tuitions go up and up, higher education administrators have been spending less on students' education. Today, only a quarter of higher ed faculty has secure full-time jobs. The rest are so-called adjunct faculty, hired on a per-course temporary basis, often with no benefits, and are paid just $2,700 on average per course. Dedicated adjunct faculty across the country are joining together and fighting back in defense of their students' future. In Pittsburgh, they have formed the Adjunct Faculty Association, affiliated with United Steelworkers Union. Adjuncts and students all over the city are joining the AFA to achieve the goal of providing high-quality, affordable higher education. To know more or to support Pittsburgh's adjunct faculty, give us a call at 412-562-6967 or find us on the web at usw.org. Again, that's 412-562-6967 or usw.org. Together, we can take higher education back.
Russell, Russell, Russell. Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff that you're doing for the community. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the Kentucky, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania AFL-CIOs, and we appreciate their support very much. Joining us today from Wisconsin, League of Women Voters, we have Andrea Kaminsky. Andrea, welcome back.
Thank you.
Andrea, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. So besides the court case in front of the Supreme Court, what other things can citizens do to try and do away with gerrymandering? How can we prevent it? And what are some of the fair solutions that are out there?
Well, the League of Women Voters here in Wisconsin has been supporting since the 1970s. We have supported having a nonpartisan entity draw voting maps, as you suggested earlier in the show. It really makes sense whether it's an independent commission, which is what you would need, which would require in Wisconsin actually a constitutional amendment. That would be one way to do it, have a totally independent commission that with people who don't have a stake in the outcome of the election, have them draw the maps and do it openly and with public input. Or, as in Iowa, they have a legislative agency with civil service employees, their government workers, but it's a nonpartisan agency. It happens to be the agency that writes legislation for the legislature regularly. Have them draw the maps, and that's what we're advocating for here in Wisconsin at this time. In Iowa, it costs them maybe $10,000, $20,000 to do their redistricting, which they do every 10 years after the census. And most of the cost, we're told, goes into the fact that they take it on the road before they pass the maps. They take them on the road and they hold hearings around the state and allow people to look at the maps and say, yeah, I think this reflects our community. This is going to be a good way to draw the district lines. And here in Wisconsin, well, the state has already invested $2.1 million, $2.1 million taxpayer dollars to draw the maps, which they did in secret, across the street from the state capitol in a private law firm, and to do that and then defend it through the legal cases so far. And they're spending a lot more now. They just wrote themselves a blank check for $175,000 to continue to submit an amicus brief in the case. And so it's costing the taxpayers much, much more, and it's generating voting districts that it generates election results that don't reflect the will of the people.
This has got me thinking a number of different directions, but my initial one is on this is I was thinking to myself, that's a heck of a freight train to be standing in front of when we talk about let's make it fair for everybody. But apparently they've got a law firm to do that.
Well, the maps were drawn by a private law firm. Certainly the Democrats weren't allowed in to see what they were doing as they were drawing the maps. And even the Republicans, many of them, if they were rank-and-file Republicans, they were allowed in one at a time, but they had to sign an oath of silence, basically, of secrecy, before they could go in. You know, this is not good, this kind of gerrymandering. It isn't good for, certainly for us, the voters. it isn't good, certainly, for the party that ends up in the minority. But it also isn't good for the independence of the rank and file members of the majority party. If a rank and file member of, in Wisconsin, it happens to be the Republican Party that did the gerrymandering, if a rank and file member doesn't vote, doesn't follow the leadership's direction on how to vote, they will be primaried in the next election. They will have more extreme candidate run against them in the primary, get the support of the party, and they will be out of their job. So this isn't good for anyone, and it leads to more division and polarization in our legislature, and more extreme legislation in the long run.
I agree. And unfortunately, Wisconsin is having to go through this and in many ways act as the testbed for trying to reverse these trends with gerrymandering. And I am delighted to see that the League of Women Voters is on top of this, and they're providing the sage wisdom and the adult voice in the room when it comes to a lot of these things. And again, that's why I thank you guys on a regular basis for what you're doing.
Well, thank you.
Let me talk to you a little bit about Wisconsin preventing a constitutional convention for the purposes of adding a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution.
Well, our lower house, our assembly, just passed these resolutions, and this is something that the League opposes, and we oppose it for a couple of reasons. We oppose the balanced budget requirement because we think that it would damage the nation's ability to respond to an emergency, you know, a natural disaster, whatever, an economic recession. Sometimes you need a little bit of deficit spending to get through something like that. We also see that with, you know, Republicans are currently, they're in control certainly of Wisconsin government, but also in control of the Congress. So, you know, if they want this, then why don't they just pass it? Legislatively, why do a much more dangerous approach, which is to open up the whole U.S. Constitution to potentially every citizen right that we have could be revised, could be removed from the U.S. Constitution? What a risk to take. The last constitution of this nature was the one that created our U.S. Constitution. We don't know what would happen in this kind of convention. So it could get runaway. I know here in Wisconsin they're trying to limit what the delegates here in Wisconsin might be able to vote on once they get to the convention, but the convention can set its own rules, and anything could happen. So we see this as a very, very dangerous proposal.
Absolutely. And I don't think the average citizen has heard about this, much less understands what the ramifications are. How do we educate?
Well, we're getting the word out in every way we can, and I thank you for giving us an opportunity to do so again. I think we need to let people know, because if Wisconsin passes this, now so far one house has, but if Wisconsin passes this, that'll be state number 30 to call for this convention out of a needed 34 to make it happen. So it's getting close. And it's a very dangerous proposition.
When, let's say, the balance of power changes in Wisconsin, what does it take for a Democratic House and Senate to reverse that proposal?
Yeah. or just a wiser House and Senate. because it's interesting that some of the states that have passed these resolutions did so decades ago and apparently were under Democratic control at the time. So right now it's the Republicans that tend to be leading this, but I can also tell you that there are some very conservative groups that are opposing it alongside the League, and that would include the John Birch Society, which doesn't want people messing with the Constitution. So it's a funny mix, but it is possible. I've heard that in a couple of states there is an effort to rescind the resolution that was passed in the past. That's what it would require.
I've also heard that, and I've also heard that there were a couple states that were actually successful in doing that.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So, but the long story short is I mean, we as the end users of a democracy, as we put it, need to be aware and need to keep an eye on things and make sure that, quote unquote, we're not voiding our warranty, you know?
That's right. That's a good way to put it.
And the League of Women Voters, you guys are on top of it. You're subject matter experts. You explain it in a way that is very boilerplate and down and easy for people to understand, and I want to thank you for doing that. I got to tell you, Andrea, there's a lot of things going on, and gerrymandering is one of the ones that really just gets my goat, and the other one's voter suppression. And quite honestly, we have not seen millions and millions of undocumented aliens voting or millions of people voting twice or three times. And quite frankly, you know, these cross state checks and all the rest of the stuff. I mean, you know, for the life of me, I can't understand why some people aren't in jail because of those things.
Well, you know, we all want fair elections. We want elections with high integrity. And right now there are very good safeguards, certainly here in Wisconsin, to protect the sanctity of our vote. And we don't think that that we need suppression. And in fact, with suppression, that actually makes the election unfair, and that ruins the integrity of the election. So that's why we're fighting that at every chance we get. There are attempts here in Wisconsin. You know, we now have a voter ID law. Even worse, in some ways, we have new restrictions on voter registration. But the League is doing all we can here, with the help of our national league and all of our peers in the other states, to hold back these regressive changes that are suppressing people's citizen right to vote. You know, one of our most fundamental positions at the League of Women Voters is that voting is a fundamental citizen right which must be guaranteed, and that's what we base our work on.
There you go. Andrea, how do we find out more about the League of Women Voters?
Our website is League of Women Voters of Wisconsin. It's lwvwi.org. We're also on Facebook and on Twitter. So we welcome people to follow us.
Andrea, thank you very much for being with us today. It is always a pleasure. If there's anything that we can do at all to help you or the League at the national level, please don't hesitate. Okay?
Well, and thanks for getting the word out about these important issues.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Lots of fun. Meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.